I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. The mangoes are back at the Santa Monica Farmers Market, and Jillian Ferguson is on the ground with this report.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. Among the many summer riches we have here in Southern California is the Valencia Pride mango. And what better dish to showcase it than mango sticky rice? Justin Pichet-Rungsey is the chef owner at Anna Jack Thai in Sherman Oaks, and he has a long list of accolades stacking up in his bio now. But most recently, he won the James Beard Award for Best Chef in Southern California. Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. It's great to have you here at the market. You famously left your career as an art director at Disney and took over your family's restaurant in 2019. The menu is both the Anna Jack favorites that your family was cooking at the restaurant for the last 42 years, plus your contemporary spin on things. Where does the mango sticky rice fall on that spectrum? Is it a classic dish or your new take on it?
It's definitely the most classic dish. And that's probably defined by the fact that it's made, you know, from start to finish by my mom and my aunt. Actually, it's one of the few dishes that I really don't touch besides the sourcing of the stuff. In some ways, the sourcing is the contemporary spin on it. Mm-hmm. Because we've been using, and I mean, we still will use champagne mangoes that we get at the Thai market. But this is actually kind of an amazing bit of gold that you find here, if you will, at the market. And if you get a chance to do a side-by-side, you'll realize, like the champagne mangoes, it's one flavor through and through. But with the Valencia Prides, you get a sweet on the top, a slightly tart closer to the center, and then towards the stem, you get a little bit more creamy, and then you get kind of tannic almost. So you can taste a lot of different, every bite is a little bit different from Wong's.
So I watched a video of your mom making this the other day, and my favorite part was when you zoomed in on the knife, and the knife guard, I think, says, "Mom's mango knife, do not touch unless you are mom."
I made that knife for her because she needed a sharp knife, but she doesn't like knives too sharp. And so I went to JKI, Japanese Knife Imports, and I said, "You need to make my mom like a mango knife." And they're like, "We have an idea." And so we just etched it into the side of the knife. And so now it's her beloved knife. It says, "Mom's mango knife," in parentheses, "don't touch."
So I always enjoy mango sticky rice when I go to a Thai restaurant, but I've never made it at home. Can you just walk us quickly through what it is?
Basically, steam some sticky rice in a bamboo steamer, and you're going to mix it with this coconut, palm sugar, slightly salted syrup. The amount of that mixture that you put in will yield how sort of glassy the rice becomes. You know, some places like the rice to be very more on the rice side, and some like it more saucy. And mom is all, she just has such a sweet tooth. And I'm like, "Mom, you got to take it down a notch." Like, so, you know, like the little bit of salt to balance it is key. But it's very simple, you know. You just take a can of coconut milk with the cream, and you boil it with palm sugar, or even use white sugar, and like a skosh of salt to create some balance. It turns into this, like, beautiful. I mean, put it on anything, really. Mm-hmm. It's basically a coconut condensed milk is what it turns into, and we like that.
absolutely. Okay, well, how much longer do you think we might see this on the menu?
I will hang on as long as possible. They will get a couple other subspecies. The Nam Doc Mai are my favorite. Those are the ones that are as close to the ones that you can get in Thailand as you can. So that translates to the flower nectar mango. If you can get those, they are well worth it. We ripen the mangoes in a somewhat hotter environment for approximately a week before we serve them.
Really?
So if you get these now, you should probably just keep them in your car for about a week, at least with a towel over them. Maybe even a week and a half if you can, especially on the Nam Doc Mai.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you.
That was the one and only Justin Pichet-Rungsi of Anna Jack Thai in Sherman Oaks. Anna Jack is open every night, but Monday, you can expect the regular dinner menu Wednesday through Sunday. Tuesday nights are dedicated to Justin's Thai Taco Tuesday. And there's an omakase that he offers the last weekend of every month. Farmer Jason Chamberlain is part of the Wong family, who grows mangoes in the Coachella Valley. The family specializes in two crops, tomatoes in the spring and mangoes in the summer. Hi, Jason.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. It must feel so good for you to come back to the market and have everyone so excited to see you.
Yes, it's an amazing feeling. I mean, at first it was a bit anxious about coming back. You just don't know how people are going to receive you, but everyone was so happy to get our mangoes. I mean, our season was a little late, like most things, but they're here and they're going to be here for a couple more weeks.
So you bring a few varieties to the market, but the Valencia Pride is just that. It's sort of the pride of the mango harvest. Compare the flavor of that, the Valencia Pride, to the mangoes we might find at a typical supermarket.
The Valencia Pride definitely stand out. What's really nice about them, it has low fiber, and so the texture is very custardy and soft inside. There's no strings that get stuck to your teeth. The flavor itself is very similar to like a sweet pineapple, tropical mango peach kind of flavor. It has a thin seed, so you get a lot of meat off of them. What's really cool too is that if you scrape your teeth along the skin, you'll actually get different flavors off of that as well. Sometimes a little more of that coconut kind of pineapple flavor.
It's a higher acid in this mango than other mangoes, right?
Yeah, it definitely has a little bit more acid than most mangoes. That's why you get more of that pineapple feel to it.
And how's the crop this year?
Volume-wise, it looks great. The trees are full of fruit. We should have a pretty solid season, but I'm not sure how it's going to affect the timing. It may all come off in the next few weeks or go the same 5-6 weeks until, you know, they finish.
So if it does all come at once and we want to load up here, is there anything we can do when we get home to sort of extend the season and slow the ripening of our mangoes so we can enjoy them longer?
Yeah, you could keep them in a cool, dark place to slow the ripening process, which should give you about a week, week and a half. Or if you want to wait till they're fully ripe, you can actually throw them into the freezer whole, and that will give you about 6-8 months of storage time. Then you can pull it out, let it slightly defrost, and then you can have like almost a sorbet.
That is a brilliant idea. Thank you so much, Jason.
Welcome. Yeah, you're welcome.
That was Jason Chamberlain, part of the Wong family that brings their mangoes up from Mecca near the Salton Sea. You can find them at the Wednesday Santa Monica Market, the Saturday Pasadena Farmers Market, and the Sunday Hollywood Farmers Market. For The Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, and Elena Shatkin, and to our engineers, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, Hope Brush, and John Meek. And a special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. This year, all my tomato plants actually have tomatoes on them. Nothing is better than snacking in the garden, except maybe making cherry tomato pasta sauce. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.